red tape and the access on to the N56 is prohibiting so many people from getting SA houses at the moment. 30 years ago, there were SA houses all through the place, all through our communities, right through the county. No issue at all. The big issue seems to have landed now because of the planning onto the N56 is causing a problem, and as well as that, the lack of building as well in recent years. They seem to move away from that model, but I believe the time is here now. They need to move back to that model again. We are in a housing crisis at the end of the day, and there's heaps and heaps of people I know of Donalwood sites throughout the place that will be quite happy to build on their own land, their own site, their own farms. But again, the N56 is a huge problem.
One of the issues that officials mentioned is that SI houses can prove difficult legally, particularly if the house is vacated. If someone passes away, there can be problems because it's a council house on family's land, and there can be difficult situations then when you try to determine who lives in the house after a person passes away.
As mentioned, all right, that may be issues, all right, in certain aspects going forward, but look, the times we live in now, between legal access and one thing and another, there's nothing to say any house that falls into that category, it can be planned at the beginning to have its own separate access into it as such, let it be in family land or otherwise, and then down the road, 30, 40, 50 years down the road, that shouldn't be a problem then down the road. Then if the family in question at the time were not in a position to take over the house or not willing to take over the house, that the house should be just returned back to the council then, and regardless who goes into the house then, it should be left that way. I appreciate the fact that people are looking at it that way in certain points, but the way I look at it, Donal, if you get a house today, that should be the furthest thing in your mind down the road, like, because generally it's always young people that are looking for these houses, and generally that point where it may be valid in some cases, it's not going to apply to all. And like I said, separate roads, separate access and so on can sort out all that sort of stuff for down the road. In the immediate time with the planning at the time, what bearing that in mind, the couple of examples that was given today of how that can affect things on those houses going forward, Donal. I'm a great believer if there's a wall, Donal, there's a way, and I think this is the case now. If there's a wall, there's a way, no matter what's there going on for it, including that on to the N56 that I keep harping on about, and I will not stop harping on about either, Donal, until we get our own county back and we get our own sites back and we get the possession of our own lands back again, our farms, that we can get on to the N56 where safely, obviously at safe points, we're not looking at free for all, but where it's possible and safe, there should be no issue.